Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Victorious Living. Yes, this is Victorious Living. We are grateful to have you with us this day. We thank God for you and you and you as well. Yes, we just give him all praise, we give him all glory, we give him all honor. It belongs to our God. Yes, yes, yes. We are just grateful. We're grateful for all the things that he does for us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. That's Colossians 1 and 27. Yeah. Christ in you. He's in me. Is the hope of glory. Yeah. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes. Hope that we have in him. We know that we always start off every Friday evening with our prayer. Today we want to just lift up our nation. We want to lift up our families. We want to lift up our leaders. Yes. Leadership is so important. Yes, yes. Who we follow, who we follow. Does it matter? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yeah. So we just want to lift up the leaders as well as you and your families and prayer for our nations. Yes, yes, yes. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come thanking you, God. Thanking you for your many blessings that you have given us. Thank you, God, yes, for choosing us. Oh, God, we are just grateful today. We are grateful for all the blessings that you shower us with, God. The blessings that we see and some that we don't see. But we know that you are working it out for us. We thank you, God, for this nation, God. Oh, yes, God. We thank you, Lord, for this United States, oh, God. Master, we just ask that you keep us, oh, God. Keep us under your watchful care, oh, God. Strengthen us, oh, God, where we are weak, oh, God. Grant us unity, God. Master, we need a Christ. Yes, we need a Christ, oh, God. Oh, and we're calling on you. We're calling on you, oh, God. We know that men have turned their backs, oh, God. But we're calling on you this day, this very minute, this very hour, oh, God. Yes, yes, yes. We lift up our families, Lord. We lift up our children, God. We lift up our mates, oh, God. We lift up our wives. Master, we lift them up to you, oh, God. Asking you for protection, oh, God. Asking you for keeping power, oh, God. Asking you to grant favor, God, in areas where you see fit. Oh, God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look upon us, oh, God. Look upon those who are wearing the boots that are leadership boots, oh God, that should be strapped up, oh God, tightened, oh God, so no falseness, no lying, oh God, all integrity should come through in those boots, oh God. Yes, truth should come through in those boots, God. We ask you right now to grant us leadership, oh God, that they will fear you, oh God, and not man. We will be careful to give you all the praise. We're going to give you all the honor. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, amen. Again, we just want to thank you for just your time with us. Yeah, yeah. As we just come and sip with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This glorious and wonderful Friday evening. Hallelujah. We give him praise. We give him all praise, oh God. And we thank him. We thank him for his grace. We thank him for his mercy. Because we know that his mercy is new every morning. It's a new mercy. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. New. So we want to start off this July with who are you? Yeah, that's our topic. Who are you? Mm-hmm. Who are you? Do you remember in the pre-K class? Mm-hmm. When you met your new friends, and the first thing they wanted to know was, who are you? What's your name? Yeah, who are you? And what's your name? That was the beginning only of telling strangers who you are. Yeah, that was the beginning. Mm-hmm. That was only the beginning when we became small, when we were accountable, when we were able to know and understand what those words meant. Mm-hmm. If ever you had a friend who just happened to be a boy and he came to your house, the very first thing your parents would ask is, what is your name, son? What is your mother's name? Who is your dad? And what is his name? Mm-hmm. Some places go so far as to request for you to prove who you are. You got to show proof who you are. And how do you do that? Many times by showing ID. You show ID. ID is identifications. You show your birth certificates. You show your citizen ID. You show your driver's license. You show your work ID. You show your university or your college ID. Yes. Yes. And we can go on and on and on of the many ways that we have to say who we are. All the titles that we add to those names. Glory to God. Well, in Christ, there is a way for us to identify ourselves too. Yeah. In Christ, there is a way for us to identify who we are. Is it important? Should we all know who we are? Yes. Yes, it is important to know who you are. Turn with me to John chapter 15 and verse 16 is where we just want to rest right here for 1 minute. We're going to rest here. Mm-hmm. It's John chapter 15, verse 16. Mm-hmm. And here we see in John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, now this is the New Living Bible, it said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask using my name. Now listen to that. Listen to that. Mm-hmm. So who is talking here? Who is talking? God is reminding us. We did not pick him. We did not have anything to do with it. We did not say, I want him. We didn't. No. He said that he would appoint us. So he's going to do the picking. Uh-huh. He's going to do the choosing of those that he desires to produce the fruit. Mm-hmm. And will give us whatever we ask in the name of Jesus, that all we have to do is be the rightful fruit that he has chosen for us. And mainly to know who we are. You got to know who you are. You got to know. You got to know who you are. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Turn with me to, it's so important for us to know who we are. And 1 Corinthians chapter 12, 25. 27, I'm sorry, is where we're going to start. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 27. And it says, now all of you together are Christ's body. And each one of you is a separate and a necessary part of it. Do you hear what I said? Necessary. What does necessary mean? Necessary simply means a vital part, vitally important. Yeah. Completely in need. Yeah. To fit the puzzle, to close the gaps, it is extremely necessary for you and you and me to have a part. Yeah. We who are in Christ are together in unity with Christ Jesus. Everyone is a complete necessity. Yeah. Complete necessity. It's urgent that you know who you are. It's urgent that you get in your place. It's urgent. It's of great urgency that we know who we are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 28. 28 says, here is a list of some of the members that God has placed in the body of Christ. Now, when I say here is the list, sure, you know you're in here. You know you're in here. Why? Because in verse 27, I just told you that you are a necessity. You are a vital part in the body of Christ. You are a necessity. Yeah. You play a significant role. Hallelujah. This is the way God ordained it. This is the way He set everything in place. This is the way He set it in motion. Look at this. First, we see, first is the apostle. Second is the prophets. Third are the teachers. And then those who do miracles. Those who give, who have gifts of healing. Yeah. Others. Those who can get others to work together. Hallelujah. Now don't tell me that's not a serious necessity, because I know firsthand that's important. Very important. 8. Those who speak in unknown tongues. Unknown languages. Yeah. And when the speaking is actually going forth, the interpreter is vitally needed so the interpreter can interpretate what the word of God is saying to the congregation. Hallelujah. So the congregation can be edified. It can be glorified. Hallelujah. It can be uplifted in the name of Jesus. Those who can get others to work together. Now that's a gift. That is a gift that only God can give you. The gift of bringing others together. The gift of drawing. Yeah. That's your gift. If that's you, He's telling you today that you're special. You're special in His eyes. Hallelujah. The gift to help others. To help others that may be in need. To help someone just cross the street. To help someone, just give them a cold glass of water. Just to come to someone's aid and listen. Give an ear. Hallelujah. It's so important. Those who have the gift of healing, those that God has ordained to lay hand, and whoever will recover, that's a gift. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's a gift. That's a gift. Look at the next one. Those who do miracles. Yes, miracles are still happening today. And God is using you to do the miracle. Hallelujah. Whether it's small, whether it's great, whether it's big, the miracle is a miracle. It is something that your breath. Yeah. You're surprised on a miracle. But they're still happening today. Miracles do happen. A teacher who teaches God's people the word of God in a class setting, or it could be at a park. It could even be at a ball game. It could even be at a picnic. A teacher is of vital importance. Not only he or she teaches, but he or she is an example of what they teach. Hallelujah. Look at the next one, a prophet. The prophet is the man who hears from God. And when he hears from God, he tells God's people. Hallelujah. The apostle of leadership, strong leadership over the community, over the church, yeah, over God's people, living a godly life, being an open example of what he teaches and preaches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Who am I? Who am I? Well, I am more than a conqueror. Yeah, more than a conqueror. Yeah, because God loves me. I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, turn with me to Colossians 2:8. Glory to God. Colossians 2:8 says, don't let anyone lead you astray. With empty philosophy and high-sounding nonsense that comes from the human thinking and from the evil powers of this world and not from Christ. Listen to that. Don't let anyone come and go around your neck and guide you in a strange direction. Yeah. Evil powers are forever around us and will be here indefinitely. Their assignment is to try and bring doubt into the heart, into the mind of the believer. Are you listening to me? Who are you, the believer in Christ? Who am I? I am a follower of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I'm a follower. That's who I am. I am a follower of my Savior, a follower of my Redeemer. In verse 9 says, for in Christ the fullness of God lives in our human body. Did you hear what I said? I said, in Christ, the fullness, the very fullness of God lives our human body. We are the human bodies. We are the human bodies. We are full of Christ. He's in us. And we're in him. We're talking to the believers. We're talking to the believers in Christ who knows who I am. I don't have a doubt. I don't have any doubt of who I am or whom I belong to. I belong to the Savior of the world. Hallelujah. Verse 10. And you are complete through your union with Christ. He is the Lord over every ruler and authority in the universe. Did you hear what I said? Maybe I need to say that again, because some of us think that we're the ones, this is ours and this is the blah, how we hit, oh, this is this and that. This is not for you. Take your hands off it. You did not design this. Yeah. It says, and you are complete through your union in Christ. Your union, your fellowship, yeah, your righteous walk in Him. That's where you complete. That's where you fulfill that. In your fellowship, yeah, with Him. He is the Lord over every ruler. Look at this. I don't care where you're at. You could be over in Asia. You could be in Africa. Yes. It doesn't matter. You can be up the coast. You could be on the other side of the world. The Lord is our ruler. The Lord has the authority. The Lord has the authority over the universe. Glory to God. He created it. It's His. It all belongs to Him. Hey, hallelujah. Look at verse 10. Though you're having our close walk with Christ, we are in union. Yeah, when you have that close walk, you're in union with Him. You're in fellowship. You're in unity. Yeah. God has the power over every ruler and authority in this universe. Yeah. Look at that. So if you ever get to a situation and you begin to wonder and you begin to say, wow, where is God? Look at this verse here. It just said, He has the authority. He has the power. Mm-hmm. Remember, He created everything. Before He did it, there was nothing that was made. Hallelujah. Yeah. Sometimes we got to talk to ourselves. We got to remind ourselves who I am. Whose shoes do I desire to walk in? Yeah. Well, not necessarily walk in, because we will never be able to walk completely in His shoes, but we want to take on His righteousness. Yeah. Because His shoes, none of us are able to bear. None of us are able to walk in His righteousness. None of us can walk in those shoes. Those are the shoes that went up to the feet that went up to that old rugged cross. Yeah, that was the feet. Glory to God. But none of us will ever be able to wear His shoes. Yeah. Never. In verse 11, it says here, when you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by a physical procedure. It was a spiritual procedure, the cutting away of your sinful nature. Are you listening to me? Yeah. Circumcised, cutting away. But it wasn't a physical. And so often that's what we thought, that's what we look at. We look at the physical. But this is a spiritual cutting away. Yeah. Removing all the stones from around that heart. That heart that had no feelings. The heart that was so insensitive to the need and the desires of others. That heart was circumcised. That heart was looked into by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That heart was stony. It was removed And through that procedure, you were able, glory to God, to breathe and to live the sinless life in Christ Jesus. Are you listening to me? Glory to God. Look at verse 12. Verse 12 tells us, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to a new life, because you trust the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead. Mm-hmm. So we were buried with him. We were buried in Christ through baptism. Then we were raised for a new life because of our belief, because of our trust in him, the Savior of the world. We were raised. We were raised from the dead. Our dead self, our sinful ways, all of those things that we did, they were dead. There was not to be alive. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Verse 13 tells us you were dead because of your sins, and because of your sinful nature was not yet cut away. So it says here that the surgeon had to take place. The surgeon. There was a surgery that took place, and the surgeon had to come and complete the task. He had to cut away. Mm-hmm. Then a living God made you become alive. Become alive. Hallelujah. In Christ. Forgave all our sins against us. He forgave them. The surgeon took us through the surgery and brought us back to new life. New life. Because we were dead. Yeah. We were dead. He, Jesus, took it and destroyed it by nailing it to the cross. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. The remnants from the surgery had to be completely destroyed. And the only way that could be done was through the cross. Are you listening to what I'm saying? So who am I? Who am I? I am a child of the King. I am an ambassador in Christ. Yeah. A child of the Most High King. A member of the royal family through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's who I am. I have no doubt. No doubt. No doubt of who I am. I trust God. He is my Savior. That's who I am, God, in the name of Jesus. We just come thanking you, Lord, for your word, God. Your word, because your word is true, oh God. Oh, Master, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to grant us a closer walk with you, God. Master, we know that we could never wear your shoes, oh God. Never wear your shoes, oh God. But we ask, oh God, that you just continuously draw us nigh unto you, O God, and keep us under your watchful care. We're going to be careful to give you all the praise, all the honor, in Jesus' holy name. We will see you back here Sunday evenings from 7 to 8 o'clock, and back here on next Friday with Victorious Living. That's who we are. And I am yours truly, Minister Janice. You be blessed in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And above all, know who you are. Yeah. If you're a child of God, walk in it. Be blessed. Amen.